Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, Dr. Scott from the studios of Milagros Media in the heart of America, Kansas City. What your doctor won't tell you, as we've said for many weeks now, it's all about solutions. Nothing else really matters. So our theme this season so far has been stop treating the what, find and fix the why, which leads us into our topic today. What kind of a doctor do you really need to see for your headaches, for your migraines, or for your chronic pain? Is it a family doctor? Is it a neurologist? Is it a pain management specialist? Or is it something alternative? Is it acupuncture? Is it chiropractic? Is it naturopathy? What exactly is the best option for those of us who have suffered or are suffering with ongoing headaches, migraines, or pain? So this will be our topic to discuss throughout the day today. Now, as we've also mentioned, sometimes the most important concepts, the things that you really need to hear and understand, are actually quite simple. Yet, they are so simple that they're easy for all of us to overlook. So, simple concepts, yet very profound concepts. So as I've mentioned before, please listen closely and most importantly, hear what I'm saying today. We want to continue to add to your knowledge base. So without the puzzle pieces, you certainly can't put them together and tell what the whole picture really is. We don't want to continue the cycle of only having a few small pieces of the puzzle and from those few pieces continuing to guess what the picture really is. It's insanity. It makes no sense whatsoever. Yet, many of us have accepted this as the norm. It's not all right. We deserve better. But it's not up to our doctors to provide better. It's our decision. It's your decision. It's up to you and you alone. You need to gather the puzzle pieces. In other words, you need to gather the knowledge that's available. Sure, your doctor, your chiropractor, your therapist, your doctor can be a source of some of that information, of some of that knowledge. But, as we discussed last week, rarely is there one magical kind of treatment alone that's going to fix the cause of your problem once and for all. Rarely alone can medical care, chiropractic care, therapy, neurology, pain management, rarely alone can any of those solve the real true cause of your symptoms. Understand this. You know, this is one of the simple concepts that I definitely want you to understand. You definitely must understand this in order to get any long-lasting relief. And as we say, of course you don't want your headaches. We know that. Of course you don't want to live with the pain. Of course you don't want to live with the migraines. We understand this. But there's so much more than that. It's about living headache and pain-free, healthy, and happy for a lifetime. So, in our topic today, what kind of a doctor do you really need to see then to finally pinpoint the real, true cause of your symptoms once and for all? What kind of a doctor do you need to address the cause of your problem and actually fix it once and for all? I've done a segment a few times in recent weeks, and I've called it, What's the Chatter All About? So in other words, in some of the chat rooms, on some of the social media sites, migraine, headache, and chronic pain support groups, societies, associations, much of the time, discussions in these groups revolves around what is the next best treatment to try for your migraines, for your headaches, for your pain. So someone will say, well, have you tried this medication? And someone will say, well, yeah, I've tried that, but what about this? Have you tried this one? And people are continuing to look for the next best treatment for their migraines, headaches, and pain. And let me tell you something. I said this last week. I said it firmly, and I'm going to say it right now. There isn't a next best treatment. Stop looking. You're not going to find the magic pill or the magic medication that when you take this magic pill, your symptoms are going to go away for good. It doesn't exist. It hasn't existed. And it never will exist. There isn't a magic medication that you're going to take that's going to address the real true cause of your headaches, migraines, and pain. Hear it. It's simple. It's very profound. Yet you need to mentally digest it and understand this. So in the chat rooms and social media sites, among the associations, the societies, and the support groups, rather than talking quite as much about which medication, which type of therapy, or which kind of treatment have you tried or have you not tried, discussions came up about, well, have you tried a pain management specialist? Or have you tried a chiropractor before? Or have you tried this particular type of doctor or this particular type of therapist? Have you tried this kind of headache clinic or that kind of pain clinic? So a little bit of a shift, although it's still skewed, meaning it's not focused on finding the true cause and addressing the cause. But rather than focusing on which individual type of treatment or medication, the chatter this week is about, well, what kind of a doctor have you tried, and what's the appropriate kind of doctor or therapist in order to address your problems? So since this program is dedicated to one thing and one thing only, and that is solutions for you, finding a long-lasting solution that actually fits your particular needs. What a concept, huh? You know, you would think that would be the focus of our healthcare system, but it's not, especially when it comes to those of us that have had or to those of us who have ongoing headaches, migraines, and pain. I published something here in the recent past earlier this summer, and it was distributed here in my practice and around the area, and it's actually entitled, So What is a Real Doctor Anyway? And I kind of want to just read a couple of excerpts from this, just a couple of few sentences here and there, and I kind of want you just to sit back and listen just for a moment. So what is a real doctor? Sadly, too many of us let our skepticism turn into bias. And this bias can sometimes keep you from getting the care that you really need to solve your problem. You know, there's lots of people each and every day that say, I will only see a real doctor. Nothing alternative, just a real doctor. So this begs the question, so what is a real doctor anyway? Well, in most cases, we use the term real doctor to represent a medical physician, a doctor whose primary means of treating your headaches, your pain, your migraines, is prescription drugs, be it by pill form, injection. Now, the question is, does this really address the true cause of your pain? Does this address the true cause of your migraines, your headaches? So, in a nutshell, many people use the term alternative to describe anything other than traditional medicine. Here's the problem. In most cases, those people, including myself, who have been afflicted with ongoing headaches, migraines, pain, the drugs that you're given, these foreign chemicals that we pollute our bodies with, are doing little or nothing to actually address the real cause of the symptoms. They're doing little or nothing to address what the cause of your headaches is, what the cause of your pain really is. And certainly, cutting out parts of your body defies all common sense and logic in a lot of these cases. So, let me ask you this. Has this stopped us from continuing to use these drugs? Sadly, the answer is no. Despite the medical research that continues to show the epidemic of dangerous side effects and deaths due to these drugs. The numbers are actually staggering. Look them up. Once again, these facts, these numbers, these statistics that are published in the medical research do little or nothing to keep us from following our real doctor's recommendations. So here's kind of what I want you to hear out of this message. What many people consider alternative treatment, much of the time has more merit and research behind it and plain old common sense and logic than what we've come to expect as the norm in our drug-dependent system. So, shouldn't drugs be considered the alternative method of treatment and finding and fixing the real cause of your problem be the accepted norm? So, the question to you is, you know, when is this perception going to change? And the simple answer is, only when you decide it's going to change. So, lastly, I want you to hear, this is my definition, Dr. Scott's definition of a real doctor. A real doctor is a highly trained, licensed healthcare provider that focuses not on treating your symptoms by means of drugs and surgery, but rather providing care to help you find and fix the real true cause of your symptoms once and for all. Let me read that just one more time. A real doctor is a highly trained, licensed healthcare provider that focuses not on treating your symptoms, but rather providing care to help you find and fix the real true cause of your problem once and for all. Why wouldn't you want this? Why wouldn't you want to find out what's going on inside of your body that's causing you to have ongoing headaches? Why wouldn't you want to know what's going on inside of your body that's causing you to continue to suffer with that pain? Why wouldn't you want to know? And why wouldn't you want to know what's going on inside of your body that's making you continue to have migraines? Why wouldn't you want to know? So my point is this. Skepticism is healthy. Those of you who have heard me speak before understand, I think all of us should be skeptical, especially when it comes to dealing with our health and the health of our families. We should be skeptical. You know, frequently I see advertising in publications, especially local publications, and we see doctors and therapists of many, many different specialties who say, I specialize in And then there's a list of 10 or 20 different things that they supposedly specialize in. And I'm a firm believer that if you claim to specialize in everything, you better believe it, you specialize in absolutely, you said it, nothing. So skepticism is healthy to protect ourselves, protect our family, to protect our health and well-being. But we've come to accept putting foreign chemicals in our body as the norm. So maybe, just maybe, we need to protect ourselves from ourselves. In other words, our doctor prescribes drugs and medication. We hear it on TV every day, over and over and over. We hear the list of side effects that's a mile long. It doesn't stop us from doing it. Why do you accept this as the norm? I want you to kind of ponder this. Ask yourself the question, why do I accept drugging myself to death as being okay? Why is that okay for me? Why is that best for me? Why is that best for my child's health? Rather than finding and fixing what the real true cause of the problem is. You know, you're the only one that can answer that. Your doctor can't answer it. I can't answer it. Only you can answer that question. So, my philosophy is this. You've heard me say this hundreds, if not thousands of times over the years, and that is this. If you don't know the real, true cause of your symptoms, chances are you're probably never going to live symptom-free, healthy, and happy. If all you're going to do is allow your doctor to be a technician and look at your symptom, prescribe the best drug to treat your symptom, and ignore the cause of the problem, that's on you. That's your decision. Now, all of you also understand that I work in a multidisciplinary setting. Each and every day, I work with licensed family physicians, with other chiropractors, with physical therapists, with neurologists, orthopedic surgeons, pain management specialists. I work with each of these specialists day in and day out. And not one of us has all the answers. But each of us has a piece of the puzzle. Your family physician has some valuable puzzle pieces toward helping you live healthy and happy. They have the puzzle pieces. Your chiropractor has some of those puzzle pieces on how to help you live healthy and happy. Your therapist, your specialist, each type of healthcare provider and specialist has pieces of the puzzle. But gathering all of these pieces and assembling them is the challenge in our healthcare system in finding what's really causing your headaches, your migraines, your pain. You have to have the puzzle pieces in order to put them together, right? So when the puzzle pieces are assembled and they fit, these puzzle pieces fit perfectly, we can now see what the picture really is. Now the question becomes, is the treatment that your doctor is recommending really addressing this true cause of your problem? Or does it just conveniently happen to be the type of treatment that they happen to provide, that they happen to sell? So today's message is, I feel, probably one of the most important that we've talked about in recent weeks. Because when many people say, look, man, I've tried everything. I have literally tried everything. I've been to my doctor. I've been to specialists. I've been to numerous specialists. I've had every test known to mankind. I've had MRIs and CAT scans and x-rays and examinations and blood. I've done it all. And I'm out of options. Look, when you feel like you've tried everything, chances are you haven't. Don't give up. You probably have not. But you have done this. You've tried every option that you've been given. But just because many of us have been given these options and they haven't worked doesn't mean that we've tried all of the options available. Look, we've talked about specialty goggles time and time again. Each type of doctor or specialist that you see will only look at your condition. They will only look at your headaches, your pain, your migraines through their particular specialty. So in other words, if you see your family doctor, they are trying to put the puzzle together with only a few pieces. If you see a therapist, they're trying to put the puzzle together, but they're missing many of the pieces. If you see your chiropractor, they may not have all the pieces. If you see a neurologist, a pain specialist, everyone has a few pieces of the puzzle. But what do you think the chances are of getting all of these specialists, all of these different healthcare providers to share the puzzle pieces, to put them together so we can all see the whole picture, so we can all know what is going on inside of your body right now that is causing you to have these symptoms that obviously you don't want, that are keeping you from living a healthy, happy life? That is the challenge. So even if you see the appropriate specialists, getting all of them to share their findings and to assemble these findings and put them together, well, it seems near impossible sometimes, doesn't it? I've been there. So what kind of a doctor or specialist do you need to see to figure out why you're having your headaches? What kind of a doctor or specialist or therapist do you need to see to find out the cause of your ongoing pain? I understand you feel like you've tried everything. I've been there. Here's the answer. There is not one particular provider, there is not one type of specialist alone that will have all of the puzzle pieces in most cases. So if you don't have all of the puzzle pieces, you're guessing. Don't allow any doctor of any specialty to guess with your health. Don't allow it. Don't allow your doctor to guess with your child's health. Do not allow it. You, it is up to you. Don't you dare allow it. So, in most cases, there isn't one type of doctor or therapist that's better than another. There's not one type of doctor or therapist that's superior to another. They all will have valuable recommendations based on the pieces that they have. But in order to have all of the pieces to put together, you must seek the advice of multiple healthcare specialists. So the simple answer is, what kind of a doctor do I need to see for my headaches, for my migraines, for my pain? The answer is, you should see your family physician for a checkup if you haven't already. You should see your chiropractor for a thorough evaluation of any muscular, bone, joint, or nerve issues. you should seek the advice of any other specialists that may be appropriate, be it a pain specialist, a neurologist, and listen closely. Before undergoing a treatment plan, before trying something out and hoping it works, gather the pieces and put them together. Gather the pieces from each particular doctor, assemble those, use a little bit of common sense. If the pieces fit and you are completely confident that you've been shown the real true cause of your migraines, you have seen the reason you're having ongoing pain. You have seen the reason why your headaches continue, and you are confident along with your doctors, then and only then should you formulate a care plan to address the cause of these problems once and for all. I didn't say treatment plan, did I? In our practice, Headache Relief at Last, in the greater Kansas City area, we don't even provide treatment here. This is not a treatment facility. I'm not here to treat your headaches, to manage your migraines, to treat your pain. You can find that just about anywhere. So why would you want to go somewhere else and try something out and hope it's going to work? You've already tried this kind of treatment and that kind of treatment without any significant long-lasting relief, because you haven't found the real, true cause of the problem. The pieces have not been assembled. Simple as that. Let me finish by saying this. I know some of these concepts are simple, yet day in and day out, people say, Dr. Scott, I understand where you're coming from. And once again, I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm not asking you to disagree with me. I'm not asking, that's insignificant. I'm simply asking you to hear what I'm saying. Really mentally digest what I'm saying and use that as a measuring stick for you and your condition. Use it as a measuring stick for the health of your family members, of your children. Do you know what you're even trying to fix? So I'm going to wrap up by saying this. This is something I've probably said more than anything else I've mentioned today over the last 20 plus years in private practice. There are two things that you must ask yourself each and every time you seek help for a symptom, especially involving headaches, migraines, pain. You must ask yourself and make sure you have a satisfactory answer to these two questions. Question number one, do you know with certainty what the real true cause of your symptoms is? Do you know with complete certainty what the real true cause of your symptoms is? If not, don't try something out and hope it's going to help. You're not going to live healthy and happy until you address the real true cause. And question number two, if you know with certainty, there is no doubt you, working together with your specialists, your doctors, your healthcare providers, you know with certainty what the real true cause of your symptoms is, then the question becomes, is the type of treatment or treatments that you're receiving, is it really addressing the true cause of your symptoms? Or is it just covering your symptoms up? Is it a temporary cover-up at best? If you don't take these two questions with you, and if you don't have a definitive answer to these two simple questions, you know, I'm not convinced it really matters what kind of treatment you try. I don't care if you want to call it traditional medical treatment. I don't care if you want to call it alternative treatment. It doesn't matter. If you don't know the real true cause, and you don't know that the treatment you're receiving is addressing that true cause once and for all, it doesn't really matter what kind of treatment you want to try. Please continue to join us each and every Tuesday at noon Central. We only have a couple of broadcasts left the entire rest of the year. It's crazy. It's hard to believe. But we have some unbelievable, amazing announcements coming up for 2014. And we will be discussing these new updates, the breaking news over the next couple of episodes. So we are going to prepare you for what is in store for you, what is in store for your health in 2014. I mean, what better time of the year to give the gift of good health? Is there a better time? Don't wait till New Year. Don't wait to make a resolution. Now is the time. This is the time for you to give yourself the gift of good health, a healthy, happy lifestyle. This is the time for you to give the gift of a healthy, happy, symptom-free lifestyle to your family. Now is the time. So do not forget to join us Tuesday, noon Central, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. And please, as always, I certainly appreciate all of your comments, your questions. You can send those directly to me at drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Please join us next Tuesday. I look forward to talking to you again soon.